Hi, thank you all for coming. My name is Amaya, and I am here to present today on behalf of my co-authors on our results assessing the relationship between multiple levels of stigma and suicide attempts among a national sample of adult transgender individuals. I have no financial disclosures or conflicts of interest to report. So, the high prevalence of attempted suicide among transgender individuals raises alarm and calls attention for the needs of public health efforts. Lifetime prevalence among transgender adults is estimated to be over 40% in the United States, and that is compared to less than 9% among general cisgender U.S. adult populations, and ranging between 10 to 20% for LGB populations in the United States. Stigma is one of the most frequently cited theories to explain this and other LGBT health disparities. Previous literature has documented that stigma increases mental health risk factors that heighten vulnerability to suicide attempts. Now, we all know stigma is very complicated, and this figure here is a simplification of the socio-ecological model, but the point here is to show that it's a multi-level construct, and stigma occurs at different levels of analysis, ranging from individual to structural, so just really briefly running through it. Individual forms of stigma refer to the processes by which stigmatized people perceive and react to stigma. Among LGB populations, internalized homophobia has been frequently reported as associated with adverse health outcomes, especially suicide. Interpersonal forms of stigma refer to micro-level interactions that occur between stigmatized and non-stigmatized. And then moving to the third level, structural stigma refers to societal-level conditions that constrain stigmatized individuals' opportunities, resources, and well-being. There's an emerging body of literature documenting the association between structural stigma and adverse health conditions among sexual minorities, and this is where we step in. Adding to this body of literature, here we investigate stigma at both the individual and the structural level to assess associations between lifetime and suicide attempts in the past 12 months among transgender adults across the United States. Our sample comes from an internet-based study of adult transgender individuals representing 48 states and the District of Columbia. These data were collected in 2003. And the last bullet just gives you an idea of the other dimensions which were captured in the survey. To begin with our measures, the first measure that we're interested in is the individual level stigma, and this was assessed via internalized transphobia. Internalized transphobia is a previously validated measure and captures four dimensions listed here. It's important here to note that higher levels, so a higher score on internalized transphobia here is coded as having more negative attitudes about one's transgender status. For the purposes of these analyses, we dichotomize the variable at the median. The second measure that we were interested in was structural level stigma, and this is in reference to state level prejudicial environments. This is an existing measure that we've applied to this data set, and it's comprised of four components as listed here. It's important here to note that this measure assesses state-level prejudicial environments for LGB individuals, not trans individuals, which is the focus of our study. Yet, at the time when this data was collected, which was 2003, there was very little state-level variation, both in the policies and there was hardly any information on attitudes specifically towards transgender individuals. Additionally, literature has shown that states in 2003 that adopted policies to protect sexual minorities later became the states that included amendments to include gender minorities as protected classes. And further, literature has shown strong correlations between social attitudes for sexual minority populations and gender minority populations. So taken together, this suggests that structural forms of stigma targeting sexual minorities capture, at least in part, the prejudicial environment surrounding gender minorities. As such, here we are using this previously established measure as a proxy for gender minority populations. So because structural stigma, the way that we're using it, is a composite measure, I wanted to just walk through one of the dimensions. And one of the dimensions we use is employment non-discrimination laws. So the map that you're seeing here is from the ACLU, and the dark purple represents statewide employment non-discrimination policies that cover both sexual orientation and gender identity. The light blue are laws that only cover sexual orientation. But what I really want you to look at are the gray. And the gray represent 29 states in which today, currently, you can be fired based on sexual orientation and or gender identity. So this second graphic is a representation of our structural stigma measure. And so what it's showing here is our composite measure graphed across the United States. And what's important to note is the darker colors represent least prejudicial environments and the lighter colors more prejudicial environments. So take a note of New York and then North Dakota. And this was linked to data surrounding, or to information surrounding our data, which was again 2003. Given that we have participants across 48 states and the District of Columbia, here we are using multivariable logistic generalized estimating equations, GEE models, to account for clustering by state. We are using these methods to assess individual level stigma, so our internalized transphobia measure, and then in structural stigma, which were the graphics that I just showed you, to assess the associations between lifetime and past 12-month suicide attempts. For all analyses, the covariates are listed here, and we conducted complete case analyses. So the demographic information is reported here briefly. Mean age is around 33 years. Our sample is predominantly white. We had around 43% of our respondents were trans men, and 57% were trans women. Among the samples, self-reported lifetime prevalence of attempted suicide was 32.4%. And past 12-month suicide was 6.4%. Take a note of those numbers, because that's going to come up later when I show you the results from our models. Also, I want to take a second just to note that among our sample, transgender women accounted for less than half of lifetime attempted suicides. So our data is showing us that among our sample, transgender men are reporting more lifetime suicide attempts. Mm-hmm. But past 12 months, we have close to 67% of trans women reporting that information. So what you're seeing here are our two main results. What I want you to really quickly walk through is the one, I guess, to your left are lifetime suicides and then past 12-month suicides. I've bolded those that are statistically significant. But what I really want to draw your attention to are to the latter half of that model, of those two models. So first, among our sample, when controlling for covariates, structural stigma, lower levels of structural stigma, being those states that have less prejudicial environments, so remember New York and then the other states, were significantly associated with fewer lifetime suicide attempts. And high levels of internalized transphobia, meaning more negative attitudes about one's transgender status, were associated with increased odds of lifetime suicide attempts. As you can see, this is significant for lifetime and not for past 12 months. We believe that this is due to statistical power. Again, we had 51 people reporting suicide attempts in the past 12 months. So these results should be interpreted in the context of several limitations. The first is most important and the one I spent time on in the methods, and that's that the policies we use here in this measure reflect the prejudicial environment surrounding sexual minorities rather than gender minorities. Our data is cross-sectional. Temporality cannot be assessed. Our sample is predominantly higher SES and white, and mobility was not assessed. Finally, there may be differences within states that our state-level measure may not be able to adequately account for. Nonetheless, we believe that these results are particularly striking, given that this is a state-level measure of structural stigma, which represents a distal determinant of suicide attempts, and the results represented likely underestimate the impact of structural stigma on suicide attempts among transgender individuals. So, When we talk about the conclusions and the impact of these results, you know, this contributes to the evidence that we're seeing in regards to stigma and health outcomes among LGB and T populations. But it also suggests that societal level changes, meaning state level policy reform, in addition to individual level stigma, may influence the prevalence of suicide attempts in transgender individuals. Due to recent shifts in policies to protect sexual and gender minorities in the United States, we believe that this current study represents an important and timely addition to the literature on social determinants of mental health outcomes among transgender individuals. Yet, despite these rapid changes in policies across the United States, the social landscape varies greatly. And I want to take a moment to pause on that because so often we note the movement forward. And so it's worth noting, you know, the 2013 bill that was tabled in Arizona or the recent law in Mississippi that was passed this summer. So it goes both ways, and that's something that we as researchers can do natural experiments with, quasi-experimental designs, and should be considered when we talk about structural level factors. In addition to the call to further investigate multi-level relationships between stigma and health outcomes, we also need to point for the need of public health interventions. And so from our results, it points to the need for individual level interventions being behavioral and for structural level interventions being policy reform. But the main takeaway from this, at least what I hope, is the need to address stigma at multiple levels and that it is a complex phenomenon that is worthy of further investigation. And by investigation and by interventions, we hope to reduce the vulnerability of suicide attempts among transgender adults. And finally, acknowledgments to funding and, of course, for you guys for being here today. Thanks.